We're talking with Mike Schulte, Executive Director, of course, of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We're kind of getting toward that home stretch now of this 2019 hard red winter wheat harvest in the state of Oklahoma. Mike, I don't know if we thought we'd ever get there, but you know we've arrived in July, and finally we're close.
I think we finally are catching up, Ron. Based on the five-year average, they had us at 92% complete for the five-year average in the state. USDA, as of today, has us at 72%. Based on calls that I have made with the elevator industry and producers across northern Oklahoma today, I think we're closer to 85% being complete in the state. And I think if we get 3 to 4 more days in, we'll be able to wrap this up. We are 50% complete in areas such as Boise City, as well as up in the Afton to Miami areas. They're able to get into the fields, too. So we've really made great progress over the last 6 to 7 days.
What are you hearing as far as some of the attributes, you know, there's the yields, quality, and the like?
Overall, statewide, I think we're going to have some really good quality attributes this year. That's not to say that we're not going to see issues with test weight in areas that we get into in northern Oklahoma where the crop has been completely laid down. But even in those areas where we've had the lower test weights, the yields are still making in the mid-30s to mid-40s. Heard a lot of yields in the mid-40s to mid-50s. And so moving forward, I think, just making the assessments of the crop overall, we never envisioned that we would have the yields that we have had reported across the state at this point in time. Just trying to make it through April and May, it seemed like every night there was something going on in the state where we thought we were going to lose the crop. And with all the moisture that we had received in this last month, I really cannot believe, and I know a lot of producers cannot believe, that the crop held up as well as it did. We just really have not had a lot of reporting on sprout damage, you know, something that we were hoping we would dodge. There certainly are fields out there that it exists in, but I think in those areas, the crop was completely laid down and waterlogged, and it just was never taken to town. So we're not going to have to deal with that issue in the elevator.
Yeah, we obviously have had really the delay is obvious in the numbers. But it seems like this has been a pretty resilient crop despite those delays, and you've shown that obviously with some of these numbers.
Yeah, so one thing that I think really helped us this year, we planted later, and we really just were kind of, 2 to 3 weeks behind all season long. I think the cooler temperatures with the moisture and the delay in the crop really saved us on test weight in the end in a lot of locations. Specifically down in southwest Oklahoma, we had a lot of 59 to 61 pound test weights in that region. Analysis that's being conducted at the Wheat Quality Lab, USDA Wheat Quality Lab in Manhattan, is showing us that the kernel size and the characteristics and the protein levels actually are trending better as we go north. But when you look at all those functionality studies from southwest Oklahoma, it's probably quality-wise the best crop we've had in 10 or 15 years down in that region. And so you take the crop from that area that also yielded rather well in that region, a lot of mid-40s to mid-50s, 60-plus in some areas, where it traditionally maybe makes 20 and 30 bushels an acre. I think we're going to have an opportunity to really have a really good quality crop that we're going to be able to blend in this region of the Southern Plains that's going to be available for our domestic buyers and our international buyers in the export market.
I guess that was my final question. Is this a crop that can be marketed?
This is going to be a crop that can be marketed. No doubt we have some lower test weights in northern Oklahoma, but with the higher yields and the higher proteins, I think that overall, given everything that we have gone through and based off of some analysis that we're actually getting on quality reports as we move further north, I think we're going to be in the driver's seat in this region. It's kind of an exciting time. And to think that we were able to do that based off of all the moisture we have received, I think it certainly is going to be good for us. You know, one thing that I have heard producers say to me, in this year, if we had the wheat varieties that we had 20 years ago, we probably wouldn't be looking at a situation like this. So, I think certainly we've made great strides with research. I think timing was right with the crop being 2 to 3 weeks behind. And I think exceeded the expectations of a lot of people. That's not to say that there certainly aren't losses out there, but overall, when I talk to producers, they've been very happy based off of the reports that what they have made in the field, because they never had the expectation that it was going to do what it has done this year.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.